Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Russo is our guest, a new friend, executive vice president with Eclipsis Inc., and he's an expert in cybersecurity and cryptocurrency. Served on a number of panels and has been covering this industry for a long time now. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. You talked in the previous segment about how cybersecurity is getting tougher, and it's going to have to become more than encryption. And so what are some of the things that we can, you know, for small businesses, we just want them to not steal our stuff and don't hold us hostage. That's all we really care about. We're increasingly having to prove to our customers, our big customers, that we have that squared away. But I think we feel like, and if we have encryption, if we get to the encryption level, that we're okay. And you're saying that we need more than that, right?
Yeah, there's no question that in my mind and in many of the experts' mind, encryption simply is just not good enough. And, you know, Jim, the days of storing data in some type of a vault and building a firewall or two around it and then using some kind of intrusion protection simply are not stopping these bad actors.
Especially the state-funded ones like China, Iran, and North Korea, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because they're using supercomputers now that are so powerful, and encryption, in essence, is really just mathematical algorithms. So when you start banking 5 and 10, you know, supercomputers or quantum computers together, they can break those algorithms down. And, you know, it's pretty obvious when you look at banks such as Chase or Wells Fargo or even the U.S. government, who spend tens and tens of millions of dollars trying to pretend to prevent data theft, they're not successful. The theft still occurs. You know, I think most experts as well as the general public agree that a new approach is truly required. And
has that been invented?
You know, I think that it has. I believe, really, with all of my heart, that the solution is going to have to be something similar or like what is referred to as micro token exchange, or MTE.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is going to be a long term solution to the challenge. It's basically changing the game, creating a new paradigm in data security overall, both in the typical data security as well as in the cryptocurrency world. It's been applied now to different blockchain technologies to secure cryptocurrency and crypto wallets as well. It's really an end-to-end security that protects data that's being stored, which we refer to as data at rest, as well as data in transit or data in motion, which is data that's moving, you know, as we move between our banks and our phones and our computers, et cetera. That's a super big vulnerability today.
That's an increasingly vulnerability for regular folks out here on Main Street. We've got our firewalls, we've got our passwords, we've got our encryption on our servers, et cetera, et cetera. But when we hit the road, when we're on the move, you know, that's where a lot of our security breaks down. That's what you were just saying, right?
That might be the number one biggest vulnerability today, Jim, and for a whole bunch of reasons. There's actually some talk right now that the Chinese have embedded different malware, different bad software that allows them to gather information from various routers and switches that they're providing to people around the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Internet of Things, all the Internet of Things things. And there's a woman in jail in Canada right now in anticipation of China being able to basically hold us hostage in the mobile world, right?
Well, there's no question. The Internet of Things is a whole other subject that we could talk for hours on. That is the most vulnerable spot to attack today. I think that Gartner, who's one of the largest reporters regarding technology, estimated that there would be over 500 million Internet of Things breaches in 2018. And I think that it's been reported like 30 or 40% more than that so far. So, yeah, IoT, as they refer to it. Also, you know, you get into critical infrastructure and all these things, but you know, bad guys are copying key fob signals and stealing high-end cars in Europe.
But this,
they can use this
micro token. I want to get to this before we run out of time on this segment. The micro token exchange. This is where you talked about decentralize the indicators, right? I mean you send the bad guys out in a bunch of directions that don't lead them back to the good stuff.
Well, that's correct. Think about it this way. What they do is they attack an enterprise and they try to break through their vault and break through their encryption. Well, when MTE or micro token exchange is applied, what happens is the real data, that sensitive data, is removed from its original location. And it's put into a new location that's not even accessible from the outside world. And in the real data's place are individual micro tokens. And now the application calls the storage appliance, and in the appliance are these micro tokens, and the micro tokens are smart. And they know, hey, this piece of data is being asked for, and it goes and grabs that one single piece of data and brings it back to the user. But if the bad guys break through the firewalls and encryption, all they get are these useless placeholders, these useless micro tokens that have no part or piece of the real data in it. They're completely agnostic.
So it's like a red herring. And, drags him off in a useless search, like a red herring they drag across the trail. Hold on to that thought. Stephen Russo and I will be right back. We're going to talk about cryptocurrency. I want to ask you about that after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.